Welcome, 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 friend. Come on in and cozy up for this week's workout motivation. Now, if you are in the U.S., it is wintertime. It's the time of all the sweaters and hoodies and jeans or thick leggings, boots, and especially all the puffy jackets. I mean, ain't nobody got time to worry about what's going on underneath all the garments. But you are going to worry about it come the first warm day in, say, April, and your arms decide that they want or they need to get some air and want to make an appearance. Are they going to be able to make a grand entrance? Are you going to be proud to break those bad boys out? Keeping up on your workouts during the winter is very important for many reasons. And I know that you know that. I'm just here to fire you up. So let's get into it today, everybody. Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. Now, I'm sure you have heard through this podcast that I was once a competitive cyclist, like for many years. And never say never. I haven't said that I will never do it again. But anyway, I digress. Now, for me, my cycling season back in the day was always during the summer months. And there was nothing more satisfying than being able to go out and scorch the road, like going really fast at fast speeds in like June, July, and August of the season. But you know, it is well known that if you want to be fast in June, July, and August, that you have to be building your base of being in shape in January, February, and March, which means two things. Number one, that you're putting in the time for your workouts on your indoor trainer during that time, or two, that you're taking the time to gear up and you're riding outside when it's cold, like sometimes really cold. You know, being fit, being in shape, or even looking your best, whatever that is for you and what you're going for, you know, these things don't happen overnight. And the older that we get, the more we have to stay on top of it. I mean, seriously, if you don't use it, you absolutely lose it. So this is why winter workouts and winter training are so important. I mean, you cannot expect to do no lifting or working out at all during the winter and be able to enjoy all the benefits when it gets warmer. You will spend all of the warm summer months getting to a point where you feel strong or ready for those tank tops. But by then it's going to be fall again and you're going to be needing long sleeves. So hear me. Put in the work now. It is so worth it. You know, it doesn't take a lot, but it takes at least a little bit. And if you're tired of trying to motivate yourself and just need a plan already, like, I am so sick of trying to do this myself, I just want somebody to tell me what to do, then you need to jump over to my website, LeslieLMcShane.com/course, and check out the Midlife in Motion self-guided 30-day program. This is a perfect place to start with simple nutrition tips and actual cardio and resistance workouts with a built-in 30-day plan. No questions about what you're going to be doing the next day or the next day when you're trying to get through these dark winter months. It's there for you. And make sure to use the coupon ROADMAP for $50 off the program. That is a perpetual coupon, so why wouldn't you do it? I want to make sure that you come out in April and May swinging, literally, with those badass arms. I want those arms ready to make a statement. So thanks for coming in today, for cozying up for this little talk. And make sure to follow this podcast if you need a kick in the pants every now and then to start putting your health and your wellness first for a change. And if you have time to rate and review, I would never say no to that. And I would so appreciate it. Remember, always show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. Give yourself some grace today, friends, and then go get your workout in. Till next time, see ya. Bye.